Hi everyone, and welcome back to the Product Marketing Insider podcast, which is brought to you by Product Marketing Alliance. My name's Bryony Pierce, and I'm the content manager here at PMA. This week's podcast is sponsored by Product Marketing World. For those of you who haven't gotten out to one of their events yet, Product Marketing World runs product marketing summits all over the world. In each city, they unite hundreds of product marketers and put together lineups including speakers from companies like Google, Uber, Twitter and Yahoo, to name just a few. To see if they're coming to a city near you, head over to their site, productmarketingworld.com. To help establish and elevate the role of product marketing, we're on a mission to speak to 50 PMMs and pick their brains in everything from their journey into the industry, which teams they interact with most, what skills they believe are critical for the role, and a whole load more. To do just that, with me today is Stephen Pelham, a product marketing manager over at Podium. Before joining Podium, Stephen was a PMM at Workfront and is actually one of our PMA ambassadors too. So, let's pass over. Welcome to the show, Stephen. Could I get you to please kick off by giving everyone a bit of an intro into you, your role, and then the company you're currently working at?
Yeah, definitely. My name's Stephen Pelham. I'm a product marketing manager at Podium, and we're headquartered out of Lehigh, Utah in the United States. I've been in product marketing for about 5 to 6 years, done a variety of different things. I've done product marketing at kind of an SMB level, at an enterprise level, and on the agency side of things, working with doing product marketing for clients. In my current role at Podium, I oversee two of our products. So a little bit of context on Podium. Podium is the fastest growing company in the state of Utah. And the 13th fastest growing company in the United States. Mm-hmm. We've been around for just over 5 years now. Mm-hmm. And Podium is an interaction management platform. And essentially what that is we help businesses to manage key interactions with their customers, their teams, and their leads. Mm-hmm. So we're really seeking to modernize the way that that businesses do business locally. Mm-hmm. So we have a suite of products that help with that, a reviews product, web chat, a team chat product. I oversee two of those products and am responsible for the full kind of go-to-market strategy for those products.
Okay, awesome. And how long have you been at Podium for?
I've been at Podium for about 7 months.
Okay, cool. And then you mentioned you've worked agency side. How does that compare to working in-house?
Yeah, it's a lot different. I think on the agency side, it's very kind of high level. There's, you know, a tight scope of work, and you're kind of restricted to that. And you do all this amazing work, and then you have to hand it over to the client and just say, and just hope it really works and hope it really takes. I think I would probably prefer being on the in-house side just because I'm able to take it and I'm able to see it through to really go deep with it. But that's probably the biggest difference.
Yeah, for sure. And then kind of going back to the start of your product marketing career, what made you want to get into it in the first place? And was it kind of a gradual progression or is it something you're actively kind of targeting towards?
Yeah, so for me, I found that kind of my sweet spot is somewhere in the middle. I'm a little bit of a hybrid. So I dabble a little bit in the creative side, but I also dabble a little bit in the data and analytics side, but I've not considered myself someone that would ever sit on like a creative team or someone that would ever be a data analyst. And I think it's that ability to be kind of a hybrid, like a little bit of everything that made product marketing really appeal. Because I've been able to observe and see that some of the best product marketers are those that have a really good understanding of how the business works, how different parts of marketing works. Mm-hmm. And can kind of flex and move back and forth between those different areas.
Yeah, for sure. And then sort of pre-product marketing, what sort of roles were you involved with?
Yeah, so I was more on the data side of things. Mm-hmm. So I was an analyst doing just different types of market research. I also dabbled a little bit in just kind of demand gen, email marketing, customer communications. Yeah, I found that kind of sweet spot and then ultimately transitioned over into product marketing.
Okay, cool.
And then in terms of the day-to-day, what does that look like for you? Is there anything, like, for example, do you have a morning routine that would be standard throughout the day in terms of checking numbers, or is there any sort of consistency to it for you?
Yeah, so the day generally starts out by coming in and seeing, you know, what are the largest fires for that day, by responding back to different messages mm-hmm. of the day. That's generally how it starts. But one of the things that I do every day is I make sure and go to our product team stand-up meetings. So I have two products, and there's different sub-teams within each of those products. So I have potentially up to five stand-up meetings that I could go to each day. Mm-hmm. And I don't go to each day, but I do try to go to those stand-up meetings to really be plugged in to see how the product is being built, is progressing, challenges, because that makes my job so much easier to be able to help with product launches, and then to be able to really communicate out the value of the product as well.
Mm-hmm. And who else is in those meetings? So there's sort of you from product marketing perspective, product teams. Is there any other departments that are involved in that?
Yeah, so we have in our stand-ups, they're led by the product manager. We have the engineers, of course. I'm there from product marketing. We also have occasionally, we have a rep from our customer success team that's assigned to each product, and occasionally they'll be there. Mm-hmm. We also have a member of our product support team that's assigned there. They're often, you know, they're talking to customers every single day, and so they'll be able to bring back, you know, hey, here's some of the challenges they're facing. Mm-hmm. And that helps supplement some of the customer calls that I have in my role. Yeah. So it's a great spot for everyone to kind of come together quickly for like 15 minutes and to be able to relay information.
Okay, cool. And then in terms of your direct team, what does that look like in terms of numbers and roles?
Yeah, so on our product marketing team, there are seven people. Mm-hmm. We're at the moment are fairly flat. We have our director, and then there are six of us on the team. We have kind of two sub teams, and I'm on. So we have what we call our product centric PMM team, which that's the team I'm on. So we're product marketers that are assigned to a specific product. Mm-hmm. We also have a team that is fairly new that we're kind of experimenting with. It's called the go-to-market team. Mm-hmm. And these product marketers, they're assigned to different verticals. Because Podium, we operate in different verticals or industries. Mm-hmm. And that's how our sales teams are broken out. And so each of these go-to-market product marketers, they're assigned to a specific sales team, a specific sales vice president to help really land the entire Podium product suite within that vertical. Mm-hmm. Whereas I'm focused more on, you know, typical product marketing things, product launches, and helping to really promote and market the products that I'm over.
Okay, cool. And then out of curiosity, do you have a favorite like aspect to your job? Is there a certain part of product marketing you enjoy more than others?
I really enjoy launches, kind of the rush of launch. It's exciting to kind of see things come together. I also really enjoy getting customer insights that are then able to impact strategy. Mm-hmm. I love, you know, being able to have those customer calls, to have send out customer surveys, to get data that I know is impacting and quantifying the way that I'm doing my job, as well as the way that the product team is building the product, et cetera. So that's really fun for me.
And in terms of those customer calls, how often are you getting on the phone and talking to people?
Yeah, so I would say probably every week, every other week at the farthest, or the longest out, but yeah.
And how does that work for you? Is it kind of just off the cuff, you'll try and call a customer, or do you book slots in the diary, and are people quite receptive to that kind of thing?
Yeah, it really depends kind of where we're at. You know, I know oftentimes our product team, they'll want to get feedback about a specific feature. Sometimes I'll want to get feedback about a specific campaign or a specific tactic or effort that I'm trying to do on the product marketing side. Sometimes they just come to me. Mm-hmm. And so it depends.
Yeah.
I wish I had a more like concrete strategy, but it just kind of flexes and comes and goes.
Yeah, makes sense. And then in terms of teams outside of product marketing, so sales, products, operations, that kind of thing, which departments do you have most contact with day to day? And what would you say your relationships with those departments are like?
Yeah, so the departments that I interact with most are product and engineering, marketing, customer success, and sales. So those are kind of all the full scope of teams I interact with. I would probably say that marketing and product are probably the two that I interact with most, followed by sales, and then customer success would probably be the last. But it really depends on the day as well.
Yeah. And you have good relationships with all those teams?
Definitely.
Okay, cool. And then where does product marketing report to at Podium?
Product marketing is at marketing here at Podium. However, in a previous role, I was at a company where product marketing reported to product. So I've been able to see kind of both.
And having seen both, do you have a preference, or do you feel kind of it strongly fits in one rather than the other? Or?
Yeah, so I read some of the literature that Product Marketing Alliance recently put out on this and some of the findings, and I believe one of the conclusions was like there are kind of pros and cons to both, but I think most people see it in marketing. And I would kind of agree with that assessment. I think there are pros and cons to both. I think in the long run, I'd probably prefer it in marketing, simply because I've just seen how things have kind of worked here and at Podium it works. But I mean, at a different company with a different culture and process, having product marketing and products may work better. So I think it just kind of depends.
Yeah, I guess it's just company by company, that kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then if you have to narrow it down to three, what would you say the top three skills are that have helped you kind of get where you are today in product marketing?
I think one would be the ability to work really well with people, because that's my job. I mean, I mentioned kind of all those different stakeholder groups that I work with on a daily basis. And some days I feel like my day ends and I've been running like the entire day from one person to one to the next to the next to the next. And being able to build strong relationships and is key. I think another thing is being able to understand how all these different things work together. Because you have to understand like what's important to a CSM and what's important to someone in support, what's important to an engineer, what's important to a copywriter. And you have to be able to speak their language to some extent. I think another thing is organization and project management to some extent. In my product marketing roles, I'm the quarterback, and I have to be able to kind of keep track of sometimes dozens and dozens of things in flight at the same time to make sure that they're progressing and to make sure that everyone has what they need to help them to continue to progress. And then I think the last thing is it might sound silly, but just being able to really work hard. I mean, product marketers, there's a ton of stress or a ton of pressure on them to be able to really land things successfully. And so you have to be able to work hard and to kind of clear your mind and be able to work well under pressure, because oftentimes you will have people who one day or another will not be happy with you or not be happy with something. And you have to be able to work under that pressure and work really hard to be able to get resolution quickly.
Yeah. And is product marketing, is it quite new in Podium, or is it there from the off, or how long has it been around?
Yeah, so it's kind of interesting. So Podium had insane growth. I mean, in 5 years, we went from two people in a spare bedroom of an apartment to over 600 employees. Just rapid hyper growth. And I think in a lot of tech startups, they tend to, and I think Podium's similar in this, they tend to grow really fast in sales. And they get this kind of, you know, humming sales engine, but then product marketing gets brought on later. So I think from what I've observed, product marketing is more of a maturity function. And it's something that will help kind of take a business from, you know, X level to, you know, to Y level or whatever. So product marketing has only been around for a little over a year here at Podium, in kind of a 5 year existence of Podium.
Okay, cool. And then you mentioned a little earlier your favorite aspect was kind of on the launch side of things. In terms of communicating with sales and briefing them on new products and features, What does that look like and how does that work at Podium?
Yeah, so I mentioned we're broken out into different verticals, right? So in Podium, one of those verticals might be auto, another might be retail, another might be professional services or whatever it may be. And so one of the, I think, cool things, but also one of the challenging things is that because the auto buyer and the retail buyer and the attorney buyer might be so different and those mm-hmm. sales teams think so differently, you have to be able to know like the value vertical agnostic of what the product is doing, but then you also have to be able to take it and to translate it down into, hey, here's what this means for an attorney, or here's what this means for a tire shop owner mm-hmm. or whoever it may be. And so going through the launch and helping to enable and get sales ready, I go around and meet with every single different team and each vertical to say, hey, here's the core message. Here's the value it's adding. Here's why we've built this. But then here's really how this applies to you and those people that are going to buy from you. Mm-hmm. And so I think there's an added layer of complexity just because of how verticalized Podium is.
Yep.
However, it's fun to be able to go and to really land these launches in a bunch of different markets.
Yeah. And you mentioned that you're up to 600 employees now. Are they all based in Utah?
No. So most of them are in our corporate office here in Lehigh. We have two buildings here. But we also have an office in Brazil and an office in Australia.
Okay. And then is product marketing all based where you are? So your direct team is?
Yeah, we're all based here in Lehigh.
Okay, cool. And the next question, would you say there's a lot of crossover between your role and the role of a product manager in Podium?
Yeah, so there is definitely a lot of crossover. And I think I've seen this both at a couple different companies now that they're sometimes there are things that are traditionally product marketing that a product manager will do. And sometimes there are things that are more product marketer or product manager that a product marketer might do. Mm-hmm. And I think I think it really comes down to the relationship, right? Because I've had a lot of different PM to PMM relationships. I think the key that I've been able to see is, you know, being in frequent contact and mm-hmm. having frequent one-on-ones with the product manager to make sure that we're aligned.
Yeah.
Some product managers, there are certain things that they just like don't want to touch and have to step in. And then there are others who, you know, do want to kind of take it over. And so you do have to work more to establish a little bit of swim lanes and be like, hey, I will focus on this and you mm-hmm. focus on that. Yeah, definitely lots of overlap.
So I guess that kind of leads on to the next question. I was going to ask if you think it's quite important for there to be quite clearly defined lines between the product manager and the product marketing manager. I guess, are you naming to the side that it should be quite fluid? And I guess, again, it varies from person to person and company to company, I guess.
Yeah. I do think it is good to have more literature or industry reports or articles or whatever it might be that's like, hey, here's traditionally where we see product marketers really adding a lot of value. Here's where we see product marketers adding a lot of value, just so that those are available to serve as a guide. Mm-hmm. I think, like you said, that sometimes fluidity works really well and other times it just mm-hmm. does not. You've got to have like, here's what I'm doing. Here's what you're doing. We'll come back together mm-hmm. to make the relationship work, but it really depends just on the relationship between those two people.
Yep. And in terms of you, so you're saying that you need regular kind of contact with the PMs. How does that work for you? Is it kind of a structured, you know, every morning we'll meet at this time for half an hour, or is it just random desk drops or?
Yeah, so being at since I try to go to the stand-ups every single day, I'm able to see each of those product managers kind of for at least 5 to 10 minutes every yeah. morning. And we may not dive into things deep, but if there's something I need from them or that they need from me right after stand-up, we're able to like quick, you know, take 30 seconds or whatever it is. Hey, here's what we need. I mean, beyond that, messaging back and forth. I think it helps as well that Podium, that we do have several messaging products. Mm-hmm. And so we try to really over communicate both with our teams and with our customers. And so that helps. And then kind of beyond those two things, also formal one-on-one sit downs every week, between me and the PMs. And then if we need to have other people involved, we'll bring those people in as well.
Okay, cool. And then in terms of physical location in the office, are you sat kind of right by product and marketing or?
No, so our current building here, we're five floors. The product and engineering team is on the fifth floor. Marketing is on the second floor. And so I walk up and down a lot of stairs.
Get your exercise in.
Yeah, exactly. There are some empty desks sometimes mm-hmm. Near the engineer. So sometimes I will just go and I will sit and I will work by a specific team. Like if I need to be near a product manager, or if I need to be close to someone in sales, or if I need to be close to someone in customer success, like I will just go and work by them mm-hmm. or try and find a common space that's near them. And kind of work that way. When I really need to crank on something, I'll like go and hide in some conference room or sit at my own desk and put on big, earphones and kind of block everything out. But that's what it looks like.
Okay, awesome. And then in terms of introducing new products and features, what does that process look like and how much involvement do you have?
Yeah, so at a previous company, we kind of had three or four big releases a year, and everything kind of worked up to those. And then we push send on the launch and it went. Mm-hmm. Here at Podium, it's a little bit different because we're constantly shipping new features and adding new things, which can be kind of challenging, right? With things constantly being updated, I'm trying to find full inflection points that customers would really care about, mm-hmm. Because customers aren't necessarily going to really be wowed or amazed with every new feature that's mm-hmm. For shipping a new feature each week. And so a lot of what kind of our product marketing team meetings look like, as well as when I sit down one-on-one with the product manager, is, and even being at stand-up to some extent, is to understand, how things are progressing along so I can kind of plan out, hey, here are the tactics that we're going to do. Here's the messages that we're going to send to help support each launch. Mm-hmm. And then just to kind of understand timing. So I think, again, it depends on the product team. Sometimes being part of that process works a little bit better. I'm brought in early and things go really well. Mm-hmm. Other times I'm not brought in early and it causes a lot of stress and anxiety on my side just because I'm expected to launch this thing, but I'm not brought in soon enough. And they get frustrated that, the launch isn't going. So I feel like I've made progress with those particular teams I'm on.
Yeah.
But it just depends.
Yeah. And then how far would you say you typically try and plan in advance for these features and launches?
It depends. So I was recruited to Podium specifically to help with a kind of tier one big full new product launch. Mm-hmm. And that launch, took months of planning. Some features I'm brought in late, and so it may just be a week or two of planning or even less sometimes. But some things we may not even, support that are launched. We're just like, hey, from a marketing perspective, we're not really going to do anything with this. I mean, we might mention it in like a monthly customer newsletter or something like that. So it really depends.
Yeah. Okay. But also a question. What, if anything, do you think needs to change about product marketing?
That's a $1 million question, isn't it? I think over the past few years, we've, in kind of the product development world, we've seen UX and product management and engineering get this really close, like kind of triangle strength and relationship. And I think bringing product marketing more into that that group and kind of making a square or whatever it may be, is really important. Because, I mean, you'd never build a product without having someone design it. You should never build a product without having a market launch expert. And that's what product marketing is and can do. And so just helping to further educate engineering, product design, and product management, the value that, that product marketing can bring. And I think this outside of that, I would say the same is true in sales as well and customer success, and really in kind of a similar sense, helping them to understand how critical product marketing is. I think personally, I've been able to see, you know, that value and see these teams really appreciate me and the value that I add as a product marketer. But I think seeing wider spread adoption of that, because I feel like in some people really don't value or really don't understand what product marketing can bring to the table.
And then I'm going to put you on the spot again. In terms of that education, educating these departments, how do you think that needs to be done? Is it kind of, you know, a company by company thing, and it's the product marketer's responsibility in that company to educate people, or is it on a bigger scale?
Yeah, so I would say both. I think on the within company to company, I think the things that I've seen work best are one, when a product marketer is able to bring a lot of value, like to really, you know, work hard and to come back and to be like, hey, here's this. And then the other, those other stakeholders are like, wow, they actually see firsthand the value that they're adding. I think the second part is, you know, a little bit more formal training, you know, as having product marketing leadership work closely with sales, product engineering, customer success leadership. To say, hey, here's what we want to do. Here's the value that we think we can add. And then having those executives of those varying teams have like a downward push as well to those other stakeholders to be like, hey, really involve product marketing. Hey, really, here's how you do that. And then I think outside of the organization, you know, that's why I love Product Marketing Alliance, is I feel like it's an amazing group that to bring product marketers together, but it also helps to convey and show the value of what product marketing can do on a larger and on a broader sense across industries.
Okay, awesome. And then final question, if there were any new or aspiring product marketers listening to this right now, what would your advice to them be?
I would say to really determine their strength, because I think each product marketer brings a different strength to the table. Some are, you know, stronger on the data side. Some are stronger on, you know, the creative and the writing side. And I feel like some are really strong with sales, whereas others may be stronger with product. And to really understand kind of where you currently stand. And then I'm of the belief that you should really lean into your strengths. You know, yes, look for ways to kind of build out your weaknesses and look for opportunities to grow, but really lean into your strengths and bring that value to the table. And then continue to learn, you know, what are your gaps? What things might you be weak in? Are you weak in competitive intelligence? Are you weak in writing? Are you weak, whatever it might be? And then look for ways to learn from people who are strong in that. Because as a product marketer, you don't have to be best at everything. You have to know how things work together, and you have to have a good understanding and appreciation of all things.
Okay, awesome. That's great. Thank you very much, and thanks for your time today to speak to us.
For everyone still tuned in, thanks so much for listening, and if you enjoyed the podcast, please help us spread the word to other product marketers. Before we leave you to get on with your day, if you want to get involved, here are a few ways you can. If you're a product marketer and you want to come on the show to speak about your day, a specific topic, or just your role in general, that's one option. If you want to flex your podcast hosting skills, being a guest host is another. And finally, if you or your company want to sponsor an episode, there's a third. Thanks again, and have a great morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are.